The Bush administration has emphasized that the war on terrorism may continue for years. That long-term view is shared by others. With the Taliban crumbling, some strategists are looking past Afghanistan to other possible theaters of combat, such as Indonesia and Iraq. As far as Iraq goes, commentator Terry Jeffrey urges caution.
If there's any rule America should follow in its foreign policy, it's this: never fight unnecessary wars. Today, America is not at war with Iraq. Some of my fellow conservatives are sorry about that. They want President Bush to initiate such a war. They believe we now have a chance, at last, to finish off Saddam Hussein. Are they right? Do we need a new Iraq war now? I'm one conservative who says no. Why? Because without resorting to war, we have already stopped Iraq from threatening the life and liberty of our people. To be sure, Saddam Hussein is an evil man, but he is a contained evil. During the Gulf War, says the Defense Department, Saddam had enough anthrax to kill every man, woman, and child on Earth. But he did not use it. Moral qualms did not restrain him. The threat of nuclear bombs did. Secretary of State James Baker told Saddam if he used weapons of mass destruction, it would take centuries for Iraq to recover from the U.S. response. Since Desert Storm, Saddam has not moved an inch across his border. But, some argue, Saddam may be behind terrorist actions now against the U.S. This is a legitimate concern. If true, it would be just cause for war. But for now, there is little known evidence to support it. Advocates of an Iraq war note that Iraq may have provided the anthrax used against the United States. That's dubious. Scott Ritter, who served as a UN weapons inspector in Iraq, says Iraqi anthrax came from the so-called Volum strain. Homeland Security Czar Tom Ridge says the anthrax found here comes from the so-called Ames strain. And those who favor attacking Iraq point out that hijacker Mohammed Atta met with an Iraqi intelligence officer in Prague. Doesn't that implicate Iraq? Well, it could. The Czech government says the two may have been plotting to attack Radio Free Europe, which could mean that Iraq and Al-Qaeda are linked. But it could also indicate that Iraq was trying to recruit Atta as its own spy within Al-Qaeda. And this is certain. An all-out war against Iraq without firm evidence of Iraqi guilt would not achieve the end we seek, an end to Middle Eastern terrorism against the United States. There would be a fierce backlash in the Muslim world. The fragile international coalition supporting the U.S.-led war effort would fall apart, and some pro-American regimes in the Mideast could be swept away and replaced by backers of Osama bin Laden. History has shown that unnecessary wars spawn unwanted ends, not to mention that an ill-advised war against Iraq today could give us more, not less, terrorism tomorrow.
The comments of Terry Jeffrey, the editor of Human Events, a National Conservative Weekly.